You are listening to the audio news of the Saigon Times.
Hello and welcome to the Saigon Times podcast. I'm Phuong Lin with headlines for the podcast today, March 18th. Bamboo Airways begins selling Hanoi Gamau flight tickets. Local carrier Bamboo Airways on March 17th began selling tickets for the air service connecting Hanoi City and Gamau Province in the Mekong Delta. Round-trip flights will be available on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays starting April 29th. One-way tickets start from around 769,000 VND. The flight covers 1,900 kilometers in 2 hours using Bamboo Airways Embracer 190 aircraft. The company now operates the 98-seat plane at small airports including Guangdao and Dingbing. Bamboo Airlines Chairman Nguyen Ngoc Trọng said the airline is the first to provide flights from Hanoi to Gamau Province, the carrier's latest domestic destination among the 22 airports nationwide. Gamau Airport currently has only one air out from Tân Sơn Nhất International Airport in Ho Chi Minh City. Real estate developer Novaland names new director. Dennis Ng Tek Yao has been appointed general director of local property firm Novaland, succeeding Nguyễn Ngọc Huyền on March 17. Yao earned a Master of Business Administration in Banking and Finance from the University of Hull in the United Kingdom. He previously worked as general director at Gamuda L in Vietnam. Yao has over 30 years of experience in top roles in domestic and foreign enterprises. With a range of expertise in real estate development, township master planning, and business strategies. As part of its restructuring plan, Novaland, a subsidiary of the Ho Chi Minh City-based investment corporation Nova Group, also sought to reduce the 2021-2026 Board of Management members from 7 to 5. Steel output and consumption dive in January-February. Though the economic outlook in January and February has brightened, steel production, domestic consumption, and exports plunged, according to the Vietnam Steel Association, or VSA. In the first 2 months of 2023, the output of finished steel products fell 16.3% year-on-year to nearly 4.3 million tons. Steel sales were down 23.2% over the same period in 2022 to 3.8 million tons. Steel exports contributed 1 million tons to the total, decreasing 10.4% over the year-ago period. In February alone, the production of finished steel products rose nearly 22% month-on-month, but dipped 8.9% year-on-year at 2.35 million tons. Similarly, steel consumption in the month amounted to some 2.1 million tons, up 18.1% over January, but down 19% against the previous February. The drop in the industrial production index in many localities, coupled with businesses they have pulled out of the market outnumbering those entering or returning to the market, has adversely affected steel output and consumption, the association said. Meanwhile, the prices of input materials for steel production increased. Tân Sơn Nhất Airport's taxi fares may surge next month. Taxis picking up passengers at Tân Sơn Nhất International Airport in Ho Chi Minh City may face an entry fee of 5,000 to 15,000 VND per trip, beginning in April this year, instead of monthly parking rental payments, which could lead to a surge in taxi fares. Taxi drivers entering the airport parking lot through lanes C and D will receive a card at the entrance checkpoint and return it at the exit. The fee for each trip in lane C will be 5,000 VND, while lane D costs 15,000 VND, in addition to the 10,000 VND entry fee at the airport gate. Meanwhile, the Ho Chi Minh City Taxi Association has objected to the plan, emphasizing that the surcharge could drive up taxi fares and harm passengers' interests. Moreover, as directed by the Ho Chi Minh City Department of Transport, the number of taxis entering the airport to pick up passengers cannot be guaranteed. If implemented, the plan will cause taxis to waste time when picking up passengers at the airport and potentially cause congestions. Yeolung Night Street Project Proposed. The Yeolung Night Street is set to open daily from 6 p.m. within a 15,000 square meter area near Bontai Market, District 6, according to the Ho Chi Minh City Department of Industry and Trade. The project aims to boost tourism and nighttime economy, with 8 functional areas offering spaces for food stalls and cultural and art activities on the sidewalks of Nguyễn Hữu Thuận, Tháp Mười, Lê Tấn Kế, and Trần Bình Streets. In addition to technical facilities, local authorities plan to build 6 parking lots and upgrade the current public toilets in the nearby area. They expect to welcome 2,000 nightlife lovers daily. The plan includes 2 phases, with the execution scheduled after 2023. The Night Street project will secure finance from potential investors via bidding. That's all for today. Thank you and see you in the next podcast.